The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Martin Luther King said, "The challenging experience can be educational and transformative." Each of us attempting to navigate our life with all the challenges of it, internal, external, our chagrin as we read and hear certain pieces of news about our world. The task of balancing all the things in your life. How to take care of them. How to decipher the most important thing at any particular moment. That they may be educational and transformative. That they may embody wisdom and compassion. The marvelous thing about mindfulness is that it draws us into an activity, a process. That allows the very things that we would normally grasp or push away to just be moments of experiencing, moments of discovery. Sometimes as simple as, "Oh, my shoulders are tight. Can I listen to that tightness and be educated? Can I listen to the tightness in my shoulders and discover how to shift into letting something be more open, something be more accepting of just what is? Can I find within that moment a benevolence, a compassion?" Whether that's a completely internal process or whether that's how we're relating to another person or group of people. And can we track that through our day? You know, yesterday I just offered the notion in an intentional way, just a single notion. Well, it is what it is, and it's asking for compassion. Okay, can we continue mindfulness through all the things that the day presents? And when we can frame mindfulness as a benevolent act, as something enriching, something nurturing, then it's like we're attracted to it. And as we can act on that attraction and rediscover how to shift situation by situation, interaction by interaction, to shift into a benevolence. It's not that our grasping and aversion disappear. It's more like they're not the only thing that's happening. We bring to the moment a compassion for even our grasping and aversion. This is me doing my best effort at being alive, discovering happiness and suffering less. This is this other person being their best effort at being alive, discovering happiness. And that benevolence, as we explore it, it's an experiential learning. It's educational in an experiential learning way. And the experiential learning is somewhat supported by mental learning, conceptual learning, but in some ways it's radically different. It's like it has a tangible engagement to it. It's palpable. We feel it in our body. Our emotions express it. So as we engage mindfulness through the day, you know, can we keep checking in with that? What state of mind is it creating? What emotions are coming up along with it? And can we remind ourselves to be benevolent? This person that I'm annoyed with is just making their best effort at making their life work, at finding happiness and freedom from restrictions. Can I remind myself of that? And can I check in to this experiential learning process? Can I notice when the mind is contracting or the attitude is hardening, or the emotions are becoming more negative or judgmental in what's being evoked? And as we do it, we're moment by moment, we're introducing a transformation. Just think of how many conversations you've had in your life where they felt combative. And then when something in you, and hopefully the other person, lets go and there's like a sigh, an exhale, and then something simpler. You're just listening to who this person is. You're just hearing them express the truth of what they are in that moment. And you express your truth in that moment. Something quite different from combativeness can happen. This is the transformative quality of awareness, of mindfulness. So maybe today you can explore in the world that happens for you. in the self that happens. You can explore it and see, can there be an experiential learning? Ah, what is it to be present like this? What is it to be skillful with the mind and the heart when it's contracted, when it's separate, when it sees other as a difficulty or an opposition? What is it to practice with that? Is it helpful to feel it in the body? Just what is the impact of that? Is it helpful to acknowledge and note the emotions that are strong for you? Or the attitudes with which you're addressing yourself or someone else? Our practice in seated meditation and our practice in the interaction of life, they balance each other. They teach each other. And this capacity, this opportunity to let it shift from its usual patterns, and can something in us remember the benevolence that this is a gift? This is not a burden. This is not the should that's demanding and burdensome. This is the gift that opens up possibility. So maybe you can reflect for a few moments on what helps me remember that. What helps me to remember the things that the teachings that have touched my heart? The quality of sati, the root of the word that is remembering, coming back. So thank you. And I got the chat message that the sign was a little low, and I will endeavor to either speak louder or find a way to put on my lapel mic. And have a great day. Thank you.